It's time now this morning for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. So?
Well, I don't know. I'm regretting this decision of wearing a long-sleeve shirt to work today.
It's actually going to get above freezing.
It's 28 degrees now. We're darn near there by 7:30 in the morning. Yeah, it's supposed to be actually a couple of warm days coming up, it sounds like, here.
Yeah, tomorrow should be really good.
So wave goodbye to that snow if you were really fond of it, and I'm sure you didn't have that many good feelings about it. Kendall Warren's in the studio with us this morning as we get started. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Appliance. How's Kendall?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Got three smooth-top electric ranges, one used 22 cubic foot side-by-side. Drop-in electric range in very good condition. Near new gas ranges, we have two of those. Two matched washer-dryer sets, one set only about a year and a half old. One used front-load washer, you got to use gas and electric clothes dryers. Two used refrigerators with top freezers, both in very good condition. Still have that used power vent natural gas water heater in good working condition. Lots of new ranges, gas and electric, by Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, Frigidaire, and LG. Freestanding models on display and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available in special order, such as built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in ranges, slide-in ranges, and range hoods. Have gas and electric water heaters. They're made in the United States. We deliver, install, take care of the service later. Freezers, chest and upright, sizes from 5 through and 25 cubic foot, and most of those in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Jim?
Thank you, Kendall. Is that, did you rewrite your notes there?
Yeah.
Would the old card finally wear out?
Well, it kind of got dilapidated, to say the least.
Kendall has, he's a talented guy. He's kind of got notes in front of him instead of written script for the most part. And for years, you just fold that up, put it in your pocket. And I was so used to seeing the old one there. It looked like a clean sheet of paper there. You threw me for a loop.
And babble away.
Oh, you know, you do what you got to do. You get the message across, right? Very good. I was looking up the other day. It's getting that time now. You're getting into crunch time. You have just a tad over a week left to go here. So if you haven't gotten all those all the important Christmas shopping done and got all those hot toys and things this year, then what have you been doing? You got to get after this stuff. Well, I was looking around for some different lists. And if you if you're looking for lists of like the hot toys and things for the Christmas season, it's pretty easy to find. But as you look through a lot of the lists, you kind of start to realize that a lot of these lists are somewhat self-serving. Some of these lists come from specific stores, and they're gathering up their thing. So it's kind of a, you know, it's not all that objective. But I was looking through some of these lists, and I found one from a website called businessinsider.com. And they checked with several retailers and their top toy lists, what were the hot sellers for them. And they talked to a toy expert and did some of their own digging around. And they came up with 9 of the hottest toys for this year. So if you haven't purchased that key item yet for the little one on your list, and sometimes it's not such a little one, depending upon the age of the toy that it is meant for, but these are some of the things that are hot this year. Remember the things that were hot when you were a kid? What were the things you were always asking for? Good stuff?
Yeah. Nintendo? Super Nintendo?
You were young in the video age already, huh? The early stages of the video age.
Yeah.
Well, when we were kids, if we wanted video games, we were basically told to look out the window. There's your video game.
There you go.
It's called life, you know? Lincoln Logs. What did we used to have? G.I. Joes were, you know, those kinds of things were big. Hot Wheels cars when we were kids were big. I mean, gosh, some of the best gifts we got were just footballs. You know, get a football for Christmas or a baseball bat or something like that.
Bicycle.
Oh, gosh, yeah, wouldn't that be great? That would have been a dream ticket underneath the Christmas tree on Christmas morning. That didn't happen. That was a one-time gift, but it wasn't for Christmas. But yeah, you know, a lot of different things. It's, you know, you look over time and see how things have changed. Well, some of the things that they list on businessinsider.com this year is some of the big gifts, something called a crazy loom. And I was not familiar with that, but apparently kids these days like making bracelets. I don't know anything about this stuff, but they like making friendship bracelets and stuff. I actually did. I have twin niece and nephews. I don't know how you say that. I have tw- I have a niece and nephew. They're twins. How's that? That's a good way to put it. They're 10 years old. And a few years ago, they were handing out these little bracelets that they were making. They were making them with duct tape, of all things. Different colors of duct tape, and they were making bracelets out of them. Honestly, if I'm going to wear a bracelet, that would be my kind of bracelet. But, you know, not really too interested in wearing that stuff. But they were handing these things out, different colored type stuff, whatever else. Well, this Crazy Loom thing, they say it's for ages 6 and up. It's priced at about $15 and up, depending. But the kids can make, instead of including bracelets, they can make like sandals and dolls and lots of other different art projects out of rubber bands. It keeps the kids creative without the mess of like markers and pens and paint and all that kind of stuff. It comes with a loom and 600 multicolored rubber bands. And they said that the sale numbers have been on the rise since summer. So there you go. The Crazy Loom. Mostly for girls. Mostly for the girls. Another one that they list is for ages 4 to 12. It's priced from $35 on up. And it's called the Talking Minion Dave. It comes from the Despicable Me 2 movies. I don't know what that stuff is. I see commercials for these things, but it doesn't interest me at all. But if you're familiar with, the kids are probably familiar with the Despicable Me stuff. You've seen them.
Yeah, funny movies.
Seriously.
They are. They're very funny.
Even for adults?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Definitely. I'll take your word for it. Well, it was a big blockbuster. Okay, and for Halloween, a lot of people had these costumes, I guess. Well, now they have a talking minion toy. And in the movies, it says Dave loves ice cream, and he excels at playing video games. But as a toy, Dave comes with 55 different minion sayings and sound effects performed by the same guy who provided the voice in the movies. And they said you can also press his tongue down to feed him. I guess I should have read this ahead of time. I didn't read all the details. It says you can also press his tongue down to feed him, which eventually leads to his super fart. Was that part of the movie, too?
I guess I don't remember that.
Apparently it was.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, maybe I should check this movie out. It might be more fun than I thought. All right, so there you go. You got you got Talking Minion Dave. Like I said, whatever happened to Lincoln Logs? Here's what happened to Lincoln Logs. Here's something called a Crazy Fort. Is a big one. Have you seen this at all?
No.
It's a Crazy Fort. Remember when we were kids? I think everybody did that at one time or another. Maybe set up a couple of chairs and draped a blanket over it or something.
Oh, yeah.
And how much fun we always thought it was when we were very young children to have a little fort. Someplace where we could hide.
Throw the couch cushions all over the place.
Yeah, you know, something like that. Well, this is for ages 5 to 9. It's priced from $43 typically. And it says, you know, forget those boring square forts you used to make by throwing a sheet over the back of some living room chairs. Crazy Fort lets kids' imaginations go wild. The kit comes with 25 balls and 44 plastic rods. And I'll tell you what it looks like. It kind of looks like the... like an erector set type thing, almost. I can't think of the name of what it was, but it's got these balls that have different holes all around them, and then these rods where you place them in there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You can make things in a kind of, you know, make it look almost like whatever you want it to. In this particular instance, there are two children here in the photo, and they're making it look like a kind of an igloo type shape. And then you just, you know, you drape a blanket over the top of it, and there you go. You have your fort. So you can build everything, it says, from an igloo to a castle. And it's real easy to use, so it's not that difficult at all. Now, here's another one that's kind of interesting. It's called the Fun Ride Zipline.
Sounds dangerous.
It does sound a little bit on the iffy side when you start thinking about, I'm going to hook up my own zip line in my backyard. Yeah, keep the doctor on speed dial, I guess. It's for ages 5 to 12. It starts at around $54. You can give the kids in your life a reason to go outside and play. The Fun Ride Zip Line lets kids up to 100 pounds slide between backyard trees up to 35 feet apart. It says longer zip lines can be purchased, of course, for a higher price. I just imagine kids going, oh, this is fun, and then whack, right into the tree.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how that works out, but I'm sure not a lot of engineering thought was given to putting that together when they set it up. But there you go, the Fun Ride Zip Line. There's a way to go. How about the Zoomer Robot Dog? It's a puppy without the mess is how they promote it. It's for kids ages 5 and up. It's a little pricey. It's over $100 item. You know, kids like puppies. but they never seem to follow through. Everybody's been there. We were there when we were kids. We want a puppy. Well, sure, we'll take care of it. And who feeds it? Who waters it? Who lets it outside?
Mom and Dad.
Got it. That's exactly the way it always works. Well, this is a no-muss, no-fuss robot. It's a dog. He learns his own name and responds when he's called. He obeys commands in English, Spanish, or French. I don't know what language he barks in, but he barks happily when you rub his tummy. It says Zoomer comes with a USB cable for charging, and you can download a free Apple or Android app, so you can actually monitor the dog's training and caretaking. Because you'd want to. So there you go. Zoomer, the robot dog. Also, you know, tablets aren't just for the grown-ups. They have LeapFrog has a Leap Pad. There's a Nobby and a Tabio, and these are all a little bit more expensive. You're gonna pay over $100, maybe $200 for some of these items, but these are gadgets that the kids will feel like they have the adult toys, too. They can sit and play on their tabs, but they're not just tabs like what we use for as adults. They have different types of games and things on them, educational-type software and what have you, all kinds of things there, too. So they list some other things, too, Barbie's Dream House. Boy, has that gotten big over the years. And some other items as well, but those are some of the, apparently, the hot toys for this year. I think I just might stick to the football. I want to turn things back to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell us more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got Whirlpool, Amana, KitchenAid, LG, and Frigidaire refrigerators. Have over 60 new units in stock, so good selection, models, colors, and prices. As usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Excuse me. Got washers and dryers, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Top load and front load. Sizes up to 5 cubic foot. We also offer Speedtween washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts labor and in-home warranty service, 5 years on the washer transmission, or 10 years on the washer transmission, 5 years on the washer motor. Stop and see us at W&S. Peanuts are on and the coffee's on. It's time to do it today, Jim.
All right, very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.